Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida station, my flagship station. And by the way, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for the great job you're doing to keep America moving along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail drivers out there. We've got Felix and the gang moving the mail, the bulk mail, over to the mail post offices so that it can be sorted out and put in your mailbox today. And by the way, let's not forget the suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas and the diesel out there. Tom and the gang, appreciate the job that you guys do. Don't forget also that you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. The handle on all of them is at Captain's America, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer, and I'm sure you're going to be a happy camper when you see all the different things that are over there, including a big old link right there on the homepage to FoundersCode.com, and that would be none other than Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, you always are in the middle of something when it comes to writing, and I know you had a really good article, I believe it was the day before yesterday, not yesterday. I didn't see one yesterday. Did you write something yesterday that I didn't catch?
I did not.
Okay. So so tell us about what you wrote the day before.
Oh, heavens.
I saw one. There were several, but I saw one.
Well, it was a piece about Stephen Colbert's crew staying after hours and harassing the Republicans in the House.
Mm-hmm.
This one should just really disturb everybody. It's kind of interesting that we're not hearing anything out of the January 6th committee on this whole thing with Stephen Colbert's film team or comedy team or any of that. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like, has the press bothered to ask Benny Thompson or Liz Cheney what their comments were, because I haven't seen any.
No.
Colbert gets on there and he goes, you know, this isn't the same as what happened on January the 6th because I'm a good guy and this is comedy. So we have a double standard here. We have a double standard again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is becoming an epic condition within our Department of Justice
mm-hmm.
and with, you know, those in Democrats in the House, so, yeah, there you go. That's what I wrote about.
Now, Kellogg's is splitting themselves into three separate companies, one for the cereal.
Yeah, maybe.
One for the snacks.
Right.
and one for plant-based foods. And you're right, maybe, but CNN's the one reporting this. We have not really heard anything from Kellogg's about exactly what they're doing.
Well, I mean, it necessarily wouldn't get reported at all in a corporate realm unless something like that was certainly on the table.
To the stockholders, right?
Yeah, that's right. You got to go to the stockholders.
Mm-hmm. So they may or may not have done something for all we know.
Well, I think it has to be voted on first. So,
right.
You know, I wouldn't get too terribly excited, but that one's kind of an interesting one.
Yeah. Now, the main tuition assistance program, the Supreme Court voted yesterday that the main tuition assistance program must provide students with state funding to attend religious schools, something they weren't doing.
That's a big, this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, was it New York? I forget what state it was. But what they were essentially saying here is that if you pull your child out of public school and you want to go to a private school, then, you know, you get tuition assistance or essentially the, I guess, the equivalency of some number that's determined to help pay for that tuition. But if you go to a religious school, you couldn't do it or you weren't getting that same benefit. So we had a handful of parents' lawsuit, which took a long time to get through the system, I might add. And they sued. And interestingly enough, the Supreme Court, what was on a 6-3 decision?
Yes, yes.
I think it was.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
Upheld the fact that there can be no twist to that. Now, I guess I would have to ask, then I haven't looked, so you may have it there at your fingertips.
I probably do.
But who were the cockamamie three justices that had the dissenting opinion? Shame on them.
Well, the two Democratic women, Sotomayor and What's-Her-Face, and Barney Frank, the sheriff, the one that's leaving. I'm just kidding. What's his name? Justice, is it Meyer? Is that what his name is? Breyer. There we go, Breyer. All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, too. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch strolling along, and I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money on their automobile insurance for over 85 years. Now, they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, and I happen to be one of them. Now, you can trot on over to the website, geico.com, take a look and see what they'll do for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, get a rate quote right there. And if you happen to have a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, they can insure that too. But here's where the rubber meets the road. Do you own a house? Do you rent an apartment? Do you own or rent a condo? Whatever the case may be, they'll toss that into the mix. Your car insurance will be less, and you'll save some more money that way. So that's called bundling your plan together. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com, and happy shopping. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
By the way, I think it's hilarious, Kamala Harris, they're trying to sell pictures of her. That's part of what the fundraising has done with the politics and all that. And they were getting $15,000 for a picture. That wasn't working very well. So they have now lowered the price of the picture down to $5,000. And I don't think that's working either.
We don't care. Do you care?
No, I don't, but I think it's hilarious.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would take money for them not to take my picture with her.
Right, and that's, of course, how they make their silly money, the political campaigns, as you well know. Speaking of Kamala Harris, I have to mention this. The ever-vanishing vice president, by the way, she's the migration czar, correct?
on paper.
Okay. Well, she was nowhere to be found when Joe Biden made his announcement on his new migration pact yesterday. She was nowhere to be found.
Of course not.
But she's the czar. Oh, my God.
All right.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, it's rhetorical.
Yes, and yes, and yes. Now, there is a report, and I did not even know that Attorney General Garland was over there in Ukraine. Did you know that?
I did. And, in fact, I was actually writing a story about that right now because I'm a little... This is a little strange that he would go himself. I mean, there's plenty of other people that can be sent, and there are that could have gone, and several others did. But I submit that he may be over there to provide cover for the investigation into the Biden crime family.
And to remove some evidence. Bingo.
That's right.
Yep, bingo.
That's why
you betcha.
He's there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's all this thing about the Nazi hunters. Well, let me say this. In the past 2 or 3 years here in the United States, I think there have been 3 or 4, maybe more than that, Nazis, confirmed Nazis, that have been sent back to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some pretty good people at the Department of Justice that work with FBI on those investigations. Now, I don't know all that's necessarily covered in all of that, but... what is really happening here with this visit, besides, I think, going to do a big kind of cover-up thing, is they've launched what is called a war crimes accountability team to help Ukraine with the war crimes of Russians. And I'm fine with that. However, the United States is almost last in participating in this because European leaders have already been at it for quite some time.
Right.
So that's why I think that there's something else going on here that Merrick Garland had to go. But in addition to that, I think that they're also doing something called the Klepto Capture Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
And the Klepto Capture Task Force is what really kind of put the burr under my saddle on why Merrick Garland is going, because I think that is kind of a cover term for, I would say, covering up the Biden crime family and Hunter Biden and laptop stuff.
Now, Republicans in Michigan are very upset about this Governor Whitmer, the Democratic governor, Governor Whitmer is what some people call her, and her taking offense to the insane way now that she's now not saying the word woman and saying something totally different. To me, it's a little bit vile when you start talking about body parts.
It is vile.
Yeah.
It is vile.
Yeah, unbelievable. And I'm not going to repeat it. It doesn't work being repeating. But when you're talking about body parts to describe a woman instead of calling her a woman or a lady.
You know, there was a long time, and you know, it's kind of like, where's Hillary on all of this? Although I think that she has weighed in here a little bit because, you know, it was like, oh, all these Democrats and all these people want Title IX. You got Title IX, so that's kind of going away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have breaking through the glass ceiling. Remember that one? All
yes.
These women are, you know, being successful and... you had now the National Organization for Women and all of a sudden, women are being, canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Canceled.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Yep. Double wow, triple wow. Okay, Louisiana Governor Edwards, who is a Democrat, so this is surprising a little bit anyway, has signed a bill on making the mailing of abortion pills a crime. Now, I think this is the morning after pill.
Well, yes, it is. And I have to, would necessarily have to read that to understand and comment. Mm-hmm. I only saw the headline. I didn't get a chance to go through it, so mm-hmm. I'm not qualified to comment on at what point can that pill be taken. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
Morning after. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we need to check okay. carefully on accuracy for that one.
All right, let's go over, and we've got a caller here. Good morning, Mel. Saratoga Springs, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. As we're just talking about Merrick Garland
yep.
going over to Ukraine, you know, where's U.S. Marshals Service in regards to these moves and these, you know, the things that these people do? How come they don't step in and grab this guy, place him under arrest? And, you know, Ray Charles can see that there's something nefarious about his trip going over there to like, as was mentioned, to cover up for this criminal regime and its the family of its leader. I wouldn't say that he's the leader, but to the regime, because we all know that Barack Obama's in the background and whoever's telling him to send orders to this idiot. But I'm just curious, how come nobody's stepping in to grab these people?
Okay.
This is insane.
All right, we'll answer it for you. Okay, thanks. Well, let's see.
It has to be approved by the Justice Department.
Yeah. And who is in charge of the U.S. Marshals when it comes to warrants and stuff? It would be the Department of Justice.
Pretty much.
So they're not going to do anything. He's the Attorney General. He's the guy in charge. What's he going to do?
I mean, the whole thing just stinks.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it all just smells. But yep. What are we supposed to do? I mean, I want the guy... I mean, I don't know, we can never get through the impeachment process,
mm-hmm.
but I want them suspended. We can do that.
Yes, they can. However, we're not going to do it. They're not going to do it until we get a majority in Congress.
That's right.
Then maybe we might do it.
That's right.
Yep, so remember...
I mean, you know... If we go into the whole impeachment thing, nobody is above the law. Nobody, every single Democrat said it. Nobody is above the law. Well, we're finding out that somebody needs to go challenge those people that kept saying it, because they are.
All righty, we will talk to you tonight on the Redidio. Have yourself a great day up there and stay out of the sun. All right, talk to you later. Yeah, no, it's kind of difficult to do that. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, at Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The January 6th House Select Committee focused on how former President Trump pressured state officials to overturn results that favored Biden. Three Republican state officials were in the spotlight on Tuesday, including Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who was on the other end of a phone call from Trump asking him to find more votes for him. By the way, Raffensperger said there were no more votes to be found. The committee also heard from Shay Moss, who along with her mother worked the polls 2 years ago and received death threats after Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani accused them of rigging the outcome.
Telling me that, you know, I'll be in jail with my mother and saying things like, be glad it's 2020 and not 1920.
Wall Street began the short trading week on a positive note, the Dow rising 641 points. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. We'll tell you where they're at in a minute here, but check them out online. Check them out online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, two, that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one I'm going to tell you about is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa, Florida. They're over on the other side of the bay, over to the east, over to the west of me, and they're over there at Clearwater, Florida, so they're just whatever the length it is from here to the bay over there, 12, 13 miles, something like that. And then up in Massachusetts, they're located in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside the city limits of Boston, Massachusetts. Right outside the city limits of Boston, Massachusetts. Very easy to find, both of them. You find them online, first of all, by going online to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Now, after you check them out online and see what they have to offer, I would strongly suggest that you take the tour at one of the campuses or both. Go see them both, if you can do such, and see what they have to offer. That way you get an opportunity to make your selection on the campus based on having seen both of them with your own eyes. Now, for those of you that have an aptitude and you're able to take things apart and put them back together, you know how to do a little bit of mechanical stuff, you're going to have a leg up on the folks that can't, because you're going to be taught how to read schematics. You're going to be taught how to do a job that is very easy once you get the schematics down pat. All you have to do is take it apart and put it together. Now, sometimes that's easier said than done, but, and I realize that because, you know, you might have to cut a bolt off to get a bolt off, so to speak, or something along those lines. But all of that can be done. And you're really going to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You are going to make a lot of money. This is a high-paying job that pays a lot of money to the people that are lucky enough to be trained to do it. And it's a career that stays with you. People don't get in this career and leave. They get in it and they stick around because of the money and the benefits. You want to work anywhere in the world, you can do just that as an aviation maintenance technician. So check them out, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Call, ask to take a tour at one of their two locations, either Clearwater, Florida, or up there in Concord, Mass. Now, the Kremlin press secretary, Dmitry Peskov, said that the Geneva Convention, a series of agreements on, among other things, international standards for the treatment of people captured during war, would not apply to the two Americans believed to have been captured by Russian or pro-Russian forces in the Ukraine in recent weeks. He also added that the possibility of the death penalty was not off the table. So we'll see what goes on. They're rattling their saber, and all bets are off when it comes to this. It would not surprise me in the least little bit if they didn't make a spectacle out of it and showed everybody on television what they do to the mercenaries that go over there and defend the Ukraine. We'll see. We'll see. Now, the Air Force's plans to divest its oldest 33 F-22 Raptor fighters met with a sharp rebuke yesterday from the House Armed Services Committee, which moved instead to mandate the Air Force maintain the full Raptor fleet and upgrade the older planes to the newest configuration of its version of the 2023 National Defense Authorization Bill. We'll see how that works out. By the way, the guided missile destroyer, Paul Ignatius, is now based in Rota, Spain, after completing a home port shift from Mayport, Florida. So their inaugural patrol over in the region that they're now working out of was already had, and they'll be over there in the Mediterranean, Middle East, is where they'll be cruising back and forth. Now, a second American was reported to have died in combat on May the 15th, according to an obituary in his hometown newspaper, namely Stephen D. Zabilski, 52 years of age. He was killed in action, fighting with the Ukraine forces, another American that went over there to do just that. In addition, the Marines still have big plans for sea-basing some ships
as two of them right now are headed to mothballs. The proposed ship retirements that would take 9 littoral combat ships offline would also end the career of 2 unconventional sea-basing vessels that have less than a decade in service. Taking them out with less than a decade in service is a little bit unusual. We'll wait and see what happens there. Now, want to do more to support veterans, ladies and gentlemen? Well, here's a very easy to do. Browse the Small Business Spotlight at the Military Times and support the service members, veterans, their families, and organizations who help them. That's the Military Times. You'll also see them in other military productions and whatnot with a little star or flag that says veteran-owned business. By the way, they're talking now about a near miss as if it was a near miss in the Persian Gulf between the Revolutionary Guards Corps, 3 fast attack craft belonging to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that came within 50 yards of the USS Sirocco and the USNS Choctaw Valley. Now, it wasn't quite a near miss. It was an intentional near miss that the Iranians pulled off from because they were locked onto, and the second that happened, they had to break what was going to happen. Otherwise, they would have been blown out of the water. Make no mistake about that. Now, from a hideout in a bombed-out house in eastern Ukraine, a Ukrainian army commander is talking about men, morale, and munitions, and the long war that Ukraine believes that they'll be in for some time with Russia. Now, I have no reason to doubt what he's saying. They are putting up one hell of a fight to the surprise of a lot of people, which is a good thing. By the way, Russia has got an answer to the Ukraine. It's called pay their troops more. Russia is hoping that higher pay can get more people to sign up for the duty to fight and right to fight in Ukraine. We'll see. They're having a tough time trying to get people there. That's why they went to the draft. And that's why they raised the age in the draft, because of that. So we'll get an opportunity to see what goes on here in the not-too-distant future. In the meantime, I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means it's time for us to take a break. And I'll be right back with the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and I will most certainly do that. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get started with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I want you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss M Acura. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. And check out the all-new MDX. Go over to Moss Nissan here in Tampa. They're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, side by side. You're going to love what you see. Remember, the You Serve You, You Save program is over there, too, the same way it is at the Nissan dealerships, where anybody who served in the military, active duty military, or a veteran, guess what? Along with our first responders, active or retired, along with our church pastors, too, get a special deal on the vehicle that they choose to pick out, whatever it is, whether it's a new vehicle or whether or not it's a certified pre-owned vehicle. So check them out. Go look online right away, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It's going to save you a bunch of money. Okay, here he is, Mr. Old Chris Markowski. I didn't mean to say old, but anyway, Mr. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're only as old as you feel, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, we were talking about this briefly during the break. I'm going to read it exactly so we can understand. Now, Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase, the president and CEO, warned us to brace ourselves for an economic hurricane back in June of 22 at the Bernstein Conference, correct?
Yes, back the around June 1st this past year.
He added to that recently that this distorted economy is being caused by inflation and sparking interest rates, and spiking interest rates, and we will be in a recession soon if we aren't already there.
Yeah, again, I keep saying this. So what? I mean, what does this mean? I mean, are you going to feel any different when they declare a recession or when they don't declare?
Shouldn't.
Recession? You know, we keep focusing on this in search of all these pundits talking about recession. We had a recession. We had a recession. You know, enough already with this. All right. There's going to be a recession. Just assume that that's going to be the case. You don't have to participate in it if you don't want to. You can continue to live your lives the way you want to. Obviously, if you're a business owner, you should use slowdowns to reevaluate your business and see where you can make some cuts and save some money and come out of the recession stronger on the other side. It's just the way these things need to be handled. It is what it is. This constant drumbeat and focus on this, it's ridiculous as far as I'm concerned.
Well, number one, if you can, pay off your credit cards. And if your credit card has got, let's say, $500 on it, don't use it for anything more business-wise than, say, $100. Try to keep it to where you can pay it off every month.
Whether you're in a recession or whether you're not in a recession, you should try to do your best to get rid of credit card debt. Credit card debt is, you're paying ridiculously high interest rates. And, you got to get rid of that. It's tough to get out from underneath that. And you do that as soon as possible.
Yeah. One guy showed me a statement last night. He was telling me how he was having a tough time trying to pay off his credit card, $30 a month. And I said, well, what kind of car have you got? And he showed me. And then he says, look at this. Here's my statement. Look. I said, you sure you want me to look at that? He said, yep. Took a look at it, and it was 34%.
Yeah, I mean, you're paying $30 a month, you're not getting anywhere, going nowhere fast.
Right.
Yeah, you got to focus on getting rid of that. And if you're going to have to do away with some things in your life, do away with some of those things in your life. Take care of that. You don't want the paying that type of interest, you'll never get out from underneath it.
So if Kellogg's is splitting their company into three different parts, the cereal division, the snack division, and the plant-based foods division, which one of those three do you like?
The shareholders are going to get, a part of each one of those companies, each and every one. And, sometimes companies get being a little bit too large to really handle and manage it. Sometimes it's better off if they're smaller. I've talked about this in breaking up some of the I've talked about them breaking up some of the big banks here in this country. The fact they're involved in too many businesses, and actually the value of the parts are is greater than the sum of the total. And you'll probably have a much higher valuation on those companies if they trade alone rather than trade together.
Well, the comment that I'm looking at here is in Breitbart, and it says, and I'll quote it, Kellogg's did real damage to its brands, cereals such as Special K, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, and Frosted Mini Wheats when it decided to take sides in American politics by boycotting Breitbart.
I don't even really remember that in that aspect of what happened with Breitbart. I think there's also been the fact that people are not eating as many sugary cereals as they used to. There's a bit of a stigma attached to some of that, so I think that's an issue as well.
Well, what they were finding fault with was the symbols, the animal crowd, if you want to call them that, of Kellogg's, namely Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Tony the Tiger, were self-declared opponents of ordinary Americans who preferred to save Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton. And I don't know how that got into the mix when you're talking breakfast cereal, but it did.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I don't even remember that. So.
Okay, it was 2017. That's all I know. So it's there to be said, but you know, I didn't remember it either. Now Americans are not buying the Putin price hikes. It's backfiring on Josie Boy.
Well, no, anything that they keep saying is just, you know, keeps bouncing back because nobody believes anything that's coming out of their mouths at this point in time. They're in a, they're in a bit of a death spiral right now when it comes to politics and the fact that they keep saying the same thing over and over again and expect people to start listening to them and believing them. It's just ridiculous. It really is. Yesterday the president, kind of throwing it back on Chevron. When the reality is you should be working with these companies to try to increase energy production. But that's, quite frankly, that's not what they want. And you know, it really is amazing. You actually have some of these people on the left and some of these pundits talking about, well, this inflation is a good thing because it's going to lead to better things down the road and energy transformation. I don't think that they fully realize, the type of pain they're putting many Americans through with these higher prices for gas and food. It really is. It's pouring out. It's just shameful. These people and their agenda. And again, damn the working man and damn the people that are trying to rise up that are in the lower ends of the income spectrum. They could give a darn about them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know who Jason Furman is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's an economist who served under Barack Obama and now teaches economics at Harvard. He tore apart President Biden's proposed gas tax holiday on Twitter yesterday. Did you see any of that?
No, I didn't see that, but I know it's a gimmick. It doesn't do anything, really. It's putting a Band-Aid on a mortal wound doesn't really do much at all. So, yeah, it's not going to do much when it comes to energy prices. It really isn't.
That's exactly what he said, rejecting that manner. Yep.
Yeah, it's silly.
So we've got Bidenflation meeting existing home prices now, rising about $400,000 for the first time, up to $407,600 in May.
Well, again, housing prices, you're going to start to see that. You're going to start to see a change in direction there. Sure, the inventory can catch up to some degree simply because of the mortgage rates being where they are. People are taking a second look and saying, you know what, I can't afford this. You know, the bill is going to be completely different now than before. So this is going to be an issue. It's most certainly going to hit the housing market, and it's going to hit it pretty hard.
By the way, you'll be very happy to know that only 11% of the people are buying the line about Putin being responsible for high energy prices. Only 11%.
It's absolutely ridiculous. People have had it. Republicans play their cards right.
Okay, I will talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, and see all the great things that he has to offer. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. I'm coming back after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.